Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing okay, you know, counting down to the end of the year. I really like Christmas time. Not for Christmas, but because for the most part, we all get to take a bit of a break. So I'm always excited to just chill out and then throw all diets and healthy eating out the window. Not that I'm saying do not eat healthy. Eat healthy if you can. And self-care is very, very important, especially in these crazy times that we're living in. So, you know, let's do this thing. We're on an album review vibe and we're taking it to Ghana. It's been a while, Ghana. GH. And before we get into it, if it's your first time joining the podcast, well, welcome. You've got another 100 and I think 65 episodes or something to listen to of this podcast. And if you're back again, thank you for joining me yet again. I mean, I love taking this journey with everybody. So yeah, let's do our thing. And if you do like the podcast, head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJOmoto and buy me a coffee or two or three. Otherwise, let's do this thing. R2Bs.
The latest African album review is
over 2.5 years after the wildly popular Site 15 album. The R2Bs duo are back with a new album, and it's titled Back to the Basics. I don't have to introduce these guys. They've been in the African music industry for God knows how long, and they've been killing it since. And even with Payday's solo album and everything else, they still come back to R2Bs and do their stuff. So let's listen to this one. Back to Basics was released today, November 25th, 2021, under Zeki Media. It has 15 tracks with a 50-minute runtime, 7 features, and multiple producer placements. And those placements include Killer Beats, North Boy, Highlander Beats, Vax on it, Kuvi made a beat, DJ Breezy, DJ Afro Electra, Guilty Beats, DJ O'Brien, Kai Rocks, Nicktune, Street Beats, Dera. Man, this album is packed. Tell you what. 3 things are guaranteed in this life: death, taxes, and a WizKid feature on an R2B's record. That impressive streak continues with the song Tinkerbell, which is on Back to the Basics, or Back to Basics, and the three of them always know how to make a hit song as if it's nothing, absolutely nothing. They just smoke some weed and just say, hey guys, let's make a song. And then it's fine. Moogies is in impeccable form while WizKid caresses the beat like a man in love and keeps it so simple, but it's still fire. And then Payday doesn't miss. He actually went hard on a smooth flow, which I didn't expect. Go figure. Or more like, go listen to this tune. Gyaki has been quietly blazing up the scene with the features. I remember one of the last album reviews that I did, I think the Mayor Kun one, his album, on his album Back in Office, she's on one of the songs. And on the R2B's album, she's on the song Need Your Love, which has some of the sweetest keys you're ever gonna hear on a record. When it comes to love songs, then this is the level you wanna get at. And this is the kind of song you wanna dedicate to somebody you love. Somebody you really, really love. Not these games that you play on Twitter and whatever streets. No, when you love somebody. Moogies can hold a chord, goodness me. And Payday probably gave us one of the verses of the album here. What I like about Payday's flow in general is you gotta listen to it a few times to catch everything. And that's a nice touch because you end up rewinding a lot of songs just to listen again and kind of see where you missed something or whatever. And you marvel at his stuff the whole time. Man, fire. So far, I mean, I've talked about the collabos, but in reality, the songs, they carry on their own, such as Promise, Eboso, which was the single that dropped the other week. Your Loving, Get Get No Day Want, are all something to write home about. Get Get No Day Want, whatever. Get Get No Day Want, I think. Yeah, Get Get No Day Want, yeah. Yeah, that's how you say it. Is, I mean, besides having a dope title, it has one of the most memorable beats on the album, so go listen to that one. Be warned about the guitar on Casanova featuring Mr. Easy. That song is on Illegal Substances, that's all I'm gonna say. Fine Wine with King Promise and Joe Boy is crazy as well. Even if it came out a few months back, such a top tune. Real top tune, and getting King Promise and Joe Boy on the same record is always a good idea. So, well done. The beats on Back to Basics are varied, with Afrobeats being the staple, while the fusions with dancehall, highlife, and hip hop being sort of the most apparent. R2B's even have an amapiano number on there. Like, who thought like that would happen? And that one is called Sure Banker, that fuses the high life style, and to be frank, it's an acquired taste because of how different it is, but don't be surprised if it pops locally for them. That was definitely a surprise, unexpected. Dumba Electra is the other Yano's joint, and that one is more widely palatable and is actually a fun number which highlights the talents of a voluptuous and attractive woman. The lyrics are a joy to listen to. Yeah, R2Bs. Overall, you'll get the current trend with Afro beats and Afro swing type records, with a very, very light snare, which changes the feel of the music even as a slight adjustment. It makes the whole album flow in such an alluring direction and keeps R2Bs up with everybody else who's popping right now. Payday really pushed himself to another level in some songs to do a lot more of the sing rap style that's more Afro, and he pulled it off. There's hardly many rappers that could switch styles as easily as Payday does on Back to Basics. I did occasionally miss the deep voice delivery, which I admit I expected more of on some tracks and didn't get, just on a few, but it's all good, right? It's still there, don't worry. It's just one or two tracks. That's me being an oldie, I guess, but I mean, he does that whole deep voice delivery, the rap one, the slow rap, he does it quite well. Moogies doesn't need many words. He's not exactly a man of many words either, and he is still lethal as a vocalist, and finds a way to let that Ghana sauce shine on every damn record. Vocals are top, man. Vocals are top. One similarity between Site 15 and Back to Basics is that both carry 15 tracks, and interestingly, the artistic vision behind the covers seems quite similar, like the placement of the image versus the text. Look at that, and you see. Overall, the technical prowess on Back to Basics, for me, definitely outshines Site 15. I think Site 15 had nice tracks, but the technical aspects were not as good as Back to Basics. I have no doubt that Back to Basics is likely going to have a number of charting singles, just based off of the initial feedback, but also what I heard on there. Like, these guys literally, out of 15 tracks, have like 10 as singles, for sure. It's very difficult to try and consider the song of the album, as much as it is to narrow down the best songs across the project. For the most part, I think out of 15 tracks, for me, a good 13, 14 are like, I could listen to them on repeat. So that's pretty much almost a no skips album. What Moogies and Payday did here is extremely hard to replicate. They gave us some new aspects of themselves and maintained their authenticity that we have loved them for many years. I cannot hate on it. I highly recommend this album. If you're an R2B's fan of old, gobble this up real quick. This is a fire album. If you like Afro beats, Afro swing, with a bit of dancehall, if you do like a little bit of high life as well, I think you're gonna like these guys. Like, they just come with something different. And the fact that Moogies and Payday have two different styles and they always make it work, it's worth it. And the features were fire. Go listen to this album. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Nende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.